Words of the Queen. My dearest daughter, keep in mind that all the living are born destined for death, but ignorant of the time allowed them. This they know for certain, however, that the term of life is short, that eternity is without end, and that in this life only they can harvest what will yield life or death eternal. In this dangerous pilgrimage of life, God has ordained that no one shall know for certain whether he is worthy of his love or hate, for if he uses his reason rightly, this uncertainty will urge him to seek with all his powers the friendship of that same Lord. God justifies his cause as soon as the soul acquires the use of reason, for from that time onward he enlightens and urges and guides man toward virtue, and draws him away from sin, teaching him to distinguish between water and fire, to approve of the good and reject evil, to choose virtue and repel vice. Moreover, God calls and rouses the soul by his holy inspirations and continual promptings, provides the help of the sacraments, doctrines, and commandments, urges man onward through his angels, preachers, confessors, ministers, and teachers, by special tribulations and favors, by the example of strangers, by trials, deaths, and other happenings and dispositions of his providence. He disposes the things of life so as to draw toward him all men, for he wishes all to be saved. Thus he places at the disposal of the creature a vast field of benevolent help and assistance, which it can and should use for its own advancement. Opposing all this are the tendencies of the inferior and sensitive nature, infected with the fomes peccati, the foment of sin, tending towards sensible objects, and by the lower appetites and repugnances, disturbing the reason and enthralling the will in the false liberty of ungoverned desires. The demon also, by his fascinations and his deceitful and iniquitous suggestions, obscures the interior light and hides the deathly poison beneath the pleasant exterior. But the Most High does not immediately forsake his creatures. He renews his mercy and his assistance, recalling them again and again. And if they respond to his first call, he adds others according to his equity, increasing and multiplying them in proportion as the soul corresponds. As a reward of the victory which the soul wins over itself, the force of his passions and concupiscences is diminished. The spirit is made free to soar higher and rise above its own inclinations and above the demons. But if man neglects to rise above his low desires and his forgetfulness, he yields to the enemy of God and man. The more he alienates himself from the goodness of God, so much the more unworthy does he become of the secret callings of the Most High, and so much the less does he appreciate his assistance, though it be great. For the demon and the passions have obtained a greater dominion and power over his intellect, and have made him more unfit and more incapable of the grace of the Almighty. Thereon, my dear daughter, rests the whole salvation or condemnation of souls, that is, in commencing to admit or resist the advances of the Lord. I desire thee not to forget this doctrine, so that thou mayest respond to the many calls which thou receivest of the Most High. See thou be strong in resisting his enemies, and punctually solicitous in fulfilling the pleasure of thy Lord, for thereby thou wilt gratify him and attend to the commands made known to thee by divine light. I loved my parents dearly, and the tender words of my mother wounded my heart, but as I knew it to be the will of the Lord to leave them, I forgot her house and my people in order to follow my spouse. The proper education and instruction of children will do much toward making them more free and habituated to the practice of virtue, since thus they will be accustomed to follow the sure and safe guiding star of reason from its first dawn.